It's just another Saturday night at the Downtown Comedy Club in Los Angeles. The audience at the open mic night is a mixture of races. Not like the old days, when black comics attracted only black audiences. 2010 is a different world for comedy than 20 years ago. Julian Michael is a black comic performing at the Comedy Club.
Please let McDonald's bring back that Monopoly game, Jesus. Please.
I'll have my 2-year anniversary this year. It's been a fun journey, and just coming to places like the Downtown Comedy Club and just being fortunate to meet the right people has really sort of helped move me on a fast track.
Kevin Garnier owns the Downtown Comedy Club. 20 years ago, he was in the same position as Julian Michael, a newbie to the stage starting his comedy career.
The first place I ever performed at was at the Comedy Store on Sunset, and I sucked big time. It was the worst experience of my life. I got literally booed off the stage, but I remember 2 or 3 people laughing. And that's kind of what stuck with me, and I just ran with it.
As a black comic, it wasn't easy for Garnier to break into Hollywood. So he became involved in Leimert Park's thriving black comedy scene.
I guess you could describe it like a Harlem Renaissance here on the West Coast. Back then in the 90s, that was the golden age of modern black comedy.
Have you ever had the KFC Famous Bowl? Like, honestly, they put anything that has
the
ever
Comedy Act Theater was the hot spot in Leimert Park.
If you were a black comic or a white comic with balls, pardon me, you went there.
Chris Rock, Martin Lawrence, Bernie Mac, and D.L. Hughley were just a few of the comics who performed weekly in the clubs. And it was a tough room, even for the audience.
You could not get up to go to the bathroom to the show because the guy on the spotlight would follow you. I don't know how he could find you. He would follow you to the bathroom. The MCs would sometimes go in the bathroom.
He didn't give me all the details. He didn't tell me that I was going to be the only black.
Networks and talent scouts lured the black comics to Hollywood.
And it was so competitive. It was like trying out for a professional sports team. You had to bring your A game. Hollywood knew at that time if you wanted black talent, specifically comics, that's where you went.
And then gradually the scene disappeared. Black comedy became part of the mainstream, and club owners couldn't make money. Garnier is disappointed with the scene today.
It stinks. Today it stinks. It was quality. Right now, people just want to get 5 minutes and be seen so they can get a television show. It all went away because the club started to let us in. And it's hard as hell to get people to come out and see comedy.
He says black comics can get their start anywhere, including his comedy club's open mic night. He thinks this is a post-racial era of comedy.
I think Hollywood and I think the world at large has moved, I would hope, beyond the sort of ethnic-specific talent sort of surge. Funny is just funny.
Young comic Julian Michael agrees. To a certain extent.
I think that's a stretch. I think we're moving in a direction that's towards that, but I don't think that we're there yet.
The newer generation of black comedians lives in a world where I guess black people have more choice. We're not sort of fighting for civil rights in the same way. So our struggle to get our voice heard is different.
But it still pays to know their audience.
She don't wear a thong or like a sombrero or none of that. She just takes her tips right in her C-section scar.
The Downtown Comedy Club holds open mic nights every Friday and Saturday.
God. Her stage name is Pockets.
Karen Marcus, Annenberg Radio News.
You gotta wait for it.